Hey, y'all know that I work in Morelia, Michoacán, and we're alone over there. And like the brother said, we love to hear blessings. I thank the Lord that He's been so blessed. I mean, He's been giving me so much blessings. In Morelia, the Lord's been moving. And I thank the Lord because it's His work. You know, I want to speak to the women because the Lord pressed upon my heart because all of us, you know, I guess each and every one of us has a different ministry this year. And I'm one of them. That in Morelia, I'm not so much as a housewife. I'm out with my husband preaching and helping him with the ministry. And it's been a blessing to me because it's been growing me up spiritually. Because we start at 10 and then we come home, I cook at 3. And my kids are always ready at 3. If I'm late, where were you? You know. But and then we go out again at 4. And sometimes we stay up until 10. But I want to ask, you know, ask yourself, woman, when you look at yourself and you wonder, what difference have you made this year? You know, what difference have I made? And what ministry do you have? A lot of you, I've talked to some of the sisters, and a lot of them don't know what their ministry is. Ask the Lord. Seek and knock. I remember when I first started at Okno, I wanted to be a teacher. The minute I got saved, and I didn't know who to ask. And so I would go to the Sunday school classes, and there were so many teachers, I didn't even want to even say, can I help? But then the Lord changed everything. I had a baby, and it was Noah. And then I asked Bernie. I said, Bernie, can I go sing with you? And so I did. And I knew that was my ministry because, you know, it was just not easy. It wasn't easy at all. But sisters, I encourage you, ask the Lord and seek where you can be used because He'll open doors and He'll know and He'll show you what you have for Him. And my ministry when I got saved was raising my kids. And I knew that the Lord wanted me to teach them up in Him. Well, I have first of all, I want to share this song that touched me when it was sang. It was just one of them where it says, around the world today, it says, should I give of myself, count lost what I hold dear, spend hours and days to go, share Jesus far and near, bear ridicule and shame to carry Jesus' name to someone lost in bondage that they might freedom claim. That touched me because that's what we're out there for souls. And I thank the Lord that He's given me souls. And being as a wife, in 1 Peter 3:7-9 says, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. I look for a blessing. When I'm a wife, I want blessings from the Lord. And I notice that, like Brother Will Cosby was saying, read your word. Reading my word and filling myself with the word of God helps me go out and be a better wife. Helps me be a better mother. Helps me be a better servant. Because God is changing what's within everything that's filthy, that's ugly, bad, that He changes. I wasn't the way I am now. I used to have a dirty mouth. I used to wrestle my husband. He hit me, I hit him. I mean, it was bad. But the Lord changed me, and I thank the Lord for that. Okay. Titus 2:3-5. I was encouraged by Nelda, for it says, Titus 2, 3-5. And the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That hit me. The word of God be not blasphemed. The other one, in 1 Peter, it says that we not hinder their prayers. You know, it's so easy for us to hinder our husbands from praying, from them going out to serve the Lord, from them struggling, because they do struggle. Just going out the door, they're struggling just to go out. And we can be a hindrance. We can be blaspheming God, you know? And we need to be careful. We need to love our husbands, like it says. We need to love them. We're vessels. We're weak vessels. We need to ask the Lord constantly to help us. We need to be forgiven. Every time that, you know, husband or wife, they get in an argument, if it doesn't get solved, as a wife, say I'm sorry so it can get back together. Because the longer it goes, the worse it gets. And so we need to humble ourselves, because a lot of times, really, we're not right. God's right. He is the head, and we need to follow him, being patient with them. You know, I was so impatient with my husband so many times that, bro, you know. But no, I need to be patient and let God do the work. And then compassionate. We need to love him and have one mind, one with the other. What he likes, what you like, you know, oneness. And pitiful, because, you know, a lot of times they come home tired. They come home, having a battle with the devil. Be pitiful. Talk to him in a right way, and courteous, always loving him, hugging him, because they need it. They need it. Being a mother, Isaiah 28:9. It says, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn. We need to show very important. And they're growing up. I remember when I used to read to no one, and I could not believe I was getting in the Romans Road. And one day that one of the brothers was preaching on hell, that same night he cried and asked me that he didn't want to go to heaven. And I told him, you know, the Romans were quoting and he prayed to the Lord. He got saved. I couldn't believe it. I told brother, could he? But if you plant the seed early, and Proverbs 22:6, that's a promise. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's where I stand. The more I give the word to the children, the more I know the Lord's going to do the work. And they are the ones that are going to give an account, because they know it. In Isaiah 38:19 says, the living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. I see that, because when we first got to Morelia, I saw how the kids wanted to preach, and I kind of didn't want to let them do it, but then I had to let them. They had to fall on there, so they did fall quite a bit, and they would get up and preach, and I thank the Lord that they're willing to do it and get an example like their blessing. Being a servant. Okay, one more. Lamentations 2:19. Brian mentioned a little bit about us pleading to the Lord. And Lamentation 2:19 was a blessing to me. It says, arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the washes, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children, that faint for hunger in the top of every street. We don't want our kids. There's enough violence out there. There's enough trials for them. Just even in school, we need to cry out so that the Lord would take care of them, put a hedge about them, and that they would grow loving the Lord and not seeking of the world or seeking others that are not the And as a servant or a witness, I've been doing that a lot because since my husband doesn't have anybody. And I thank the Lord because the Lord still provides. Even though my husband is alone, some of the brothers come and help me. And that gives me a relief because it gives me a chance to be at home and do things I need to do. But and we need to remember it's God's work. All the time when I go out and do a study with a woman, I'm looking for souls. I'm seeking for them. But it gives me a relief, or I can breathe because it's God's work. It's not mine. All I have to do is do His, and He does. And in Psalms 1:1-3, it says, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scorners. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his food in his season. His leaf also shall not fail. Whatsoever he doth shall prosper." In his season. A lot of times we don't see the fruit, and we're impatient, but it's in his season. And in John 15:4-5, it says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do." That's it, sisters, without the Lord. And I see how when being a servant, it was a blessing that when we went to go visit someone, a sister by the name of Lucia, I know the Lord, and one day that she was seeking, and the Lord saved her. Now, when I went to go visit, she led her neighbor to the Lord, and she's having Bible studies at her. And the blessing is her husband's joy. So that encourages me, that because there's fruit, and then the fruit starts growing more fruit. That's a blessing. I thank the Lord for Brother Billy had mentioned about that there's a necessity, and it's within us. It's the Spirit that drives us to go do God's will, and we can't hinder it. We have to seek what He wants from us, and I thank the Lord that all He wants, and it's not hard, it's trusting in Him. And we need to remember, too, being a testimony. A lot of us, like it was mentioned, people follow us, how we preach. Be careful. Women don't, like they say in Morelia, don't have a lemon in your mouth. Don't look sour. Don't look like the whole world's ended. Don't look like if you're dead or your God is dead. Be a testimony to it. Because it shows a lot. And that's very important. God even reminds us, He only asks for faith. That's it. In Deuteronomy 10:12-14 says, "And now, Israel, what did the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command this day for thy good." You want good? For thy good. "Behold, the heavens and heavens of heavens is the Lord's thy God. The earth also and all that therein." Everything we have, everything we do, everything we see is the Lord's. It's His. You want to hear it? Luke 19:7. "And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a little, in a very little, have thou authority over it." Whatever the Lord does, if he sends help or if he doesn't, just the little bit that we see, that's enough. It's his word. Matthew 24:45, it says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat and drink?" His women, be careful. My time is so precious, Brother Kincaid. I don't want to say that it says the Lord's coming, but I feel the time is so. Don't be caught with seeing so bad.